Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Let's talk some Chicago White Sox baseball while we're at it. You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos right here on WLS AM 890, where we're always talking White Sox. I'm kidding, not so much. I will do the best I can, though, because at my heart, I love the White Sox. I have my entire life. For me, rooting for the White Sox is what baseball... the Chicago Cubs are my heart, and the Chicago White Sox are my head. My love of baseball comes from watching White Sox teams in the 90s like Frank Thomas. So to see where they're at, look, it's sad. I'm not saying anything new. Unfortunately, with the Chicago White Sox, who I believe at this taping were 8-16 in spring training, it is going to be another rough year. Do the Chicago White Sox lose 120 games? I'm not so sure, but I'll be honest with you. I think they're going to get pretty close, because I will tell you that the talent, there's less talent on this team than there was on last year's team to start the season. And then that team traded off a bunch of guys. They lost a ton of games. The White Sox are also going to try and trade a bunch of guys like Luis Robert Jr. And the same situation will happen in the second half of this year. Chicago White Sox are going to lose a lot of games. But I will say there is a small possibility it might look and feel just a little bit better than it did last year. The first one starts with the manager, Will Venable. Will Venable, cover your ears, White Sox fans, worked with Theo Epstein, worked for the Chicago Cubs, but also learned at the knee of Bruce Bochy. This guy has been around. He's been ready. He's been waiting for his shot. This is not a Pedro Grifol hire. You can already tell just the way that he interacts and talks with the press that this is going to feel a little bit different. I think for the first time in a while, the Chicago White Sox have a good teacher for a manager. They may have less talent on their team, but I think the Chicago White Sox are going to be taught, and maybe these young players will have a better shot at making it because of Will Venable and his coaching staff this year. So they could still lose 115-something games, and I promise you there is a world where it actually feels better to be a White Sox fan than it did last year. Pedro Grifol was never the guy, and unfortunately, when the bullets started flying and things started getting a little tight and a little hot, he curdled, and he didn't handle it well. And the players knew it, and the players bailed on it early. The whole thing was a mess, and it all caved in on itself. I think that there's going to be tough times for the Chicago White Sox, but I don't think the team or the roster is going to cave in on itself, and I think that's going to be because of the manager. Offensively, it's going to be really rough for the Chicago White Sox. Some names to learn, though, especially early on in the season. The first one is Brandon Drury, a free agent. He's been kind of a vagabond around the major leagues, hitting the ball really well right now. One of the better bat speeds you're going to find on the team and across spring training. And I think he's a guy, at least early on, hopefully can come out and stay as hot as he's been in spring training and give the White Sox a little bit of a push, because there isn't a lot of pushing going on with the rest of the lineup. Andrew Benintendi's out for the next couple of months with a broken hand. Andrew Vaughn, a lot of White Sox fans are giving up on him. I think this is a great opportunity for him to have a really good season. He is a guy who came out of college, as no matter what will happen, he will hit. And to be quite frank, he has been pretty pedestrian at best, replacement player level. So could Andrew Vaughn be a guy that, look, I'm not saying turns into this wild all-star, but can he be a guy that at least can be a stable catalyst in the middle of the lineup, come up with some big hits, keep him in some games, maybe win one every once in a while. There's Miguel Vargas, the third baseman that came over in the trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers last year from Michael Kopech. Did not play well to finish last year, and they made a meme out of him, unfortunately. If you've never seen the still photo of him alone at the end of the bench in a White Sox uniform, and it's like what it feels like to get traded from the Dodgers to the White Sox. I don't think mentally he was really ready for the poop show that Pedro Grifol was running out there last year with the Chicago White Sox. I think this year is a fresh start for him. At this point, as of this taping, he's hitting .343 in spring. Still a young player, was a highly regarded prospect in the Dodgers system for several years, fell off the map just a little bit. Now he's here in Chicago. I don't know, I'm not going to say foundational piece, but can he be a guy that White Sox fans root for this year? Absolutely. Could he possibly be a guy that ends up in the 3-4-5 slot for this White Sox lineup? Maybe finishes the year with 20 home runs, maybe drives in 70. I think that would be a huge win. There's another player also, Chase Meidroth. Also came over in a trade. He's a little bit of a smaller package in terms of height. Probably a second baseman. They might try him out at shortstop a little bit. Again, bat-to-ball skills. Another guy that could possibly come up and play. Maybe give a charge at the top of the lineup. Maybe you put him in the leadoff spot. Maybe put him in the bottom. This is another guy who's a young player who does have a good hit tool that a lot of scouts believe could possibly become a semi-regular in the major leagues. So there are at least young players that may not be going out there to play winning baseball, but are going out there to try and cement themselves and develop major league careers. They might be some guys that you're able to root for a little bit on this team because it is scarce. Mentioned Luis Robert Jr. earlier. Where do I land on that? I land on, I believe, Luis Robert Jr. should be traded. At this point, I think he's a great player. I do think that there's a world where maybe you could talk yourselves into building around Luis Robert. But again, some of the health issues. And then also last year, it was just really disappointing to see him come back and hit as poorly as he did. This is a guy that you're counting on, a guy that you actually want to be the face of your franchise. And he just simply was inept at the plate. The swing and miss rates were very up. They are down right now in spring training. And I just think you have to try and get him into a good place, go on a little bit of a good run, and just see what you can get for him on the open market. Because, again, by the time the White Sox, I believe, even attempt at 70, 80 wins, I'm not even talking playoffs, Luis Robert will probably be in his 30s. I believe he's 27 right now. So it's probably best that when the time is right, hopefully Chris Getz can get the return that he wants and move on from Luis Robert. And honestly, wipe the slate clean from that whole era. Because that era was a fever dream. And man, did I enjoy it. It was about 2 years. But when you look around, not only is the core of that team no longer on the team, a lot of that core is not even in the major leagues anymore or clinging on or trying to get major league jobs like Tim Anderson and Yoan Moncada, which is not a slam dunk that they make the opening day roster. Neither of them are really hitting the cover off the ball for the Los Angeles Angels right now. So by trading Luis Robert, you can just literally wipe the slate clean finally from that era and keep moving forward and try to build anew somewhere else. On the catching side, it is intriguing. They have Edgar Caro and they have Kyle Teal. Both of them intriguing players. Both of them can become regular starting catchers in Major League Baseball. I think neither of them are probably ready to contribute at the major league level. We probably will see them at some point this year. And another reason for optimism with the White Sox is, along with those two catchers, they have pitchers in the minor leagues like Noah Schultz and Hagen Smith that hopefully by July or August will be up in the major leagues making their major league debuts. And that was something that the White Sox lacked a little bit last year outside of a Drew Thorpe here, a Nick Nastrini there. Not a lot of guys that can come up to make their major league debuts and give Sox fans a little bit of a hope. The tiny glimmer at the end of the dark tunnel. There's going to be some of these guys coming up, and it will be, just for that one day or that one start, appointment viewing to see, hey, what has this kid got? Pitching will be a version of strength for the Chicago White Sox. Sean Burke, the opening day starter, has pitched great in the spring. His career was almost an afterthought. He's worked his way back, got injured, worked his way back. Now he's going to be the opening day starter for the Sox. Martin Perez should be fine. I want to see more of Jonathan Cannon, who out of all the dismal darkness of last year, went out there every fifth day, whether he was getting his head kicked in or not, and put up some innings for this team and put in some good performances too as well along the way. They are going to have some intriguing starters that they're going to be able to throw out there, and we'll see if they can stay competitive, and that might turn into the strength for the Chicago White Sox. The bullpen is going to be a total grab bag. It's really tough to say exactly where that's going to line up and where that's going to land. I don't know who their closer is right now. They brought back a certain player who I don't really care to talk about right now that they had no business bringing back in the first place. So it's... Band-aid isn't even the right word to say what that bullpen is going to be. So win total prediction time for the Chicago White Sox. Man, I'll be honest with you. I think they get to 50 wins, which means they lose 112 games, but would be an improvement over last year. I do think culture-wise, vibe-wise, Will Venable-wise, I think the White Sox are way better off now than they were last year. However, the talent and the developmental stage of a lot of these players that we think are going to become pieces for the White Sox in the future, they just aren't there right now. I think it could get ugly at times. But I do think the vibes are going to be a little bit better. I do think individual performances, I hopefully think that they'll walk away out of this year with some more pieces that they feel good about, that White Sox fans feel good about. And then they can move forward and see what happens next year. They probably will be bad again in 26. Probably will be bad again in 2027. But I'm doing the best I can to paint whatever version of optimism or even possible enjoyment that you can maybe have with the Chicago White Sox moving forward. I'm going with 50 wins. Boom. Mark it. We're about to get out of here in Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. You're listening to WLS AM 890. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had a wonderful week. Hope you have a great weekend. Just before you go, and if you're watching on YouTube, please comment and question below. I am going to be doing a segment coming up soon, and it's a personal list near and dear to my heart. I'm going to be doing my top 10 Chicago sports hates of all time. I don't really hate anything, but you're allowed to have a sports hate, a team, a player that you just can't stand, that has been the thorn in your side, that grinds your gears, that makes you upset. And every time they go up against your favorite team or your favorite player, it is an all-out battle. And therefore, you sports hate them. I want you in the comments and questions, or if you're listening on WLS AM 890, hop on over to YouTube, check out Sports Talk Chicago, and drop your comment and question below of what your top 10 Chicago sports hates are, or just throw in a couple there. A couple, you know, teasers right now. Easy ones, right? Brett Favre for me. Aaron Rodgers for me. The St. Louis Cardinals. The Detroit Red Wings. Bill Laimbeer. Just a small taste in my Chicago sports life of teams or players that simply just drove me up a wall. And I'm curious to hear what yours are as well.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.